talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Welcome back, y'all, and welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Monday, and I thought it would be an important new addition to the show that every Monday at 2:20, we're going to do what's called your Monday reality check. And that is checking in with, you know, dispelling some nonsensical talking points that have been out there floating around for the last week. And certainly it seems like all anybody's talking about is the election outcome, the Democrats in disarray, all of these things. And it's interesting to observe, and I'm going to be pretty blunt about this, a lot of pro-Trump folks both gloating and whining at the same time. Isn't it? It's like a weird observation. Like, I've never seen sore winners in my life. And somehow they still manage to whine about what they term the far left and progressives and all this stuff. And here's the thing that needs some reality check. I've heard over and over and over again from the commentariat on the right that somehow this is supposed to be some clear Trump mandate. They go, oh, it's a landslide. It's not. It's not a landslide victory at all. We've had those. Reagan chalked up a landslide victory, right? Like, that's a landslide. What Donald Trump did was win by razor-thin margins, which looked like a lot because of the Electoral College. Yes, the House flipped. Yes, the Senate flipped. But let's reality check ourselves. The Senate was always expected to flip to Republican control. The House, we're still struggling from the burden of basically racially motivated and partisan gerrymandering, which is bad for Republicans and it's bad for Democrats, but most of all, it's bad for you, the average everyday American, because it makes your elected representatives in the House of Representatives much more partisan, less willing to compromise, and frankly, far less willing to get done the things that we all agree on. Things like taxing billionaires more. Billionaires and huge corporations like Amazon and Walmart. Things like getting money out of politics. We all agree about that, that money isn't people and corporations aren't speech. You ever wonder why we haven't gotten that done? Yeah, because of gerrymandering. These are the things that have perverted outcomes. So while it is certainly disappointing that the House flipped, it wasn't outside the realm of possibility. And again, every single poll called this within the margin of error. So no, this wasn't a landslide. But I was able to find what I think is an incredibly succinct summary of these facts. This is by NBC commentator Mehdi Hasan, who gets a lot of things really right. Let's take a listen together.
By now, you've probably heard a lot of people say that Donald Trump won the 2024 election in a landslide victory.
President-elect Donald Trump was elected in a landslide.
This is a clean sweep.
Massive landslide victory.
President-elect Donald Trump's landslide re-election win.
Massive, massive landslide.
But what if I told you it wasn't actually a landslide? Because number one, Trump did secure 312 Electoral College votes, comfortably landing himself back in the White House. But while he secured far more than the 270 needed to win, he got fewer Electoral College votes than Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. And Trump's margin of victory in the Electoral College ranked 44th out of the 60 presidential elections that we've had in the history of this country. 44th. You want to know what an actual Electoral College landslide looks like? Ronald Reagan, 1984. 525 Electoral College votes. Number two, if Harris had picked up just over 120,000 extra votes, 120,000, that's it, across the three blue wall swing states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, she would have won the Electoral College and therefore the election. So not really a landslide then, as even people like me wrongly assumed on election night. Hey, but what about the popular vote? Well, number three, as of today, Trump has won around 50% of the vote, leaving Harris with 48%, with just over a million ballots still being counted in California alone. Trump's margin of victory is expected to dip from just over 2% to around 1.5%. How is a 1.5 percentage point margin of victory a massive landslide win? Hillary Clinton had a bigger margin than that in the popular vote in 2016, and she lost. Joe Biden got more votes in 2020 than Donald Trump got this year, despite a bigger electorate. In fact, a 1.5 percentage point margin of victory would put Trump at number 50 out of the 55 US presidential elections in which the popular vote winner actually became president. 50 out of 55. You want to know what a popular vote landslide actually looks like? Lyndon B. Johnson, 1964, a whopping 61% of the popular vote and a 22 percentage point margin of victory. See, that's what a landslide looks like. Not this. Look, to be clear, Trump won fair and square and perhaps against the odds. But please let's not grade him on a curve again. He didn't win a landslide. He doesn't have a huge electoral mandate. And this is still basically a very divided 50-50 country.
Yes, a little refreshing reality check. We're going to do this every Monday at 2:20. One of my favorite callers on the line. What's up, CJ? How you doing? CJ, hello, you there? Man. Hey, how you doing?
Yes, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. I guess I really thank you for taking my call because...
Get to it. We got very little time left, CJ.
Well, your perception of what people believe, you just keep believing that. You want to make it about a landslide. It only makes 2020 more suspicious because...
No, it doesn't, CJ. If we were actually rigging elections, why wouldn't we have rigged this one? And again, we're just reporting out a little math and historical facts. I'm sorry, my friend. I have to leave it there. We got to move on. Next up, I've got Tom Moore from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to talk about recess appointments, what that means for democracy, as well as corruption, because money ain't speech and corporations are not people. That's coming up next right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.